Okay, let's see if I remember how to do this.
Let's see if my connection holds up.
It always
has to be on Skype.
Thankfully, my phone plugged in, so it will stay charged.
Okay, fantastic. It's been a while since I've done this, so I'm getting rusty.
You did this last week. You just weren't talking.
I didn't do the intro and outro. I had to do that in post. I did that in post. Yeah, we're starting.
Just shut up and start the show.
You're watching Radio Free Cybertron with your hosts, Brian Kilby, J.D. Church, Rob Springer, John DeLuna, Lady Reg, Bweebum, featuring XV.
I haven't toasted the show in like 5 years, so I don't know what I'm doing.
Five years.
I'm Brian Kilby. Hey, I'm in the middle this week. If you're watching the video, if you're not, you have no idea what I'm talking about. It sounds disturbing. With me, I have XV, John DeLuna, Peter Van, Lady Wreck, Rob Springer, and via his telephone, kinda, JD Church, who's down and out, down and out in Oklahoma City.
He's stoned.
Yeah.
He is actually stoned this week.
He's awesome.
For medicines. It's the medical reasons.
With a prescribed drug.
All into the medical marijuana this week.
Yes.
That's right. Oh, God, if only.
No. He's okay. He's okay.
Don't do drugs,
he's
kids.
He's recovering. We're hoping for the best, so.
See Everett Koop, says don't do drugs.
Right. I have a prescription for hydrocodone I'm supposed to take.
I guess it depends on your religion. Thankfully, we don't have any.
Yeah, I have no such religion.
Yeah, we're good. Okay, so lots going on this week. Dark of the Moon toys launched, which I didn't realize until it was too late, and I am out like $25 on something I haven't even received yet. I'm stupid.
Whoops.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Top spend.
You need to elaborate.
Yeah, so I'd forgotten that the toys launched. I'm some podcast, Transformers podcast host I am. I'd forgotten that the street date was Monday, and I kind
of... Well, see, this was what we were talking about earlier, Kilby, where you don't have to know everything because that's what you have the rest of us for.
That's true. So I wasn't on the show last week, so I was completely out of it. And so I bought a Top Spin for like $20 and I haven't gotten it yet. And I can go to Walmart now and buy 15 of them.
Maybe.
No, I can. I can.
Deluxe Top Spin or the
Deluxe? Deluxe.
Yeah, okay, you can get one of those. Because when I went to the store today, they didn't have any of the Cyberverse stuff.
I've not seen a single Cyberverse anything.
Well, when I went to Kmart, they had one each of the Starscream and Bumblebee box versions. But
I've seen the boxes on a pallet, but they didn't take the time to put the Cyberverse on the shelf. Doing your job as well.
Yes, so... But
yeah, the preview.
Somehow I'll live. And Triplet... Triplet being the wonderful friend that he is, actually picked me up another, because I haven't had a chance to go to Walmart since they actually got them in. For some reason, of course, I live where Lowe's was founded, so obviously there's like no Lowe's toys sitting out, so Walmart must have got in like a triple size stock of them or something, I don't know, and put out the rest of them, so I missed those, but my friend Triplet from the other podcast, he picked up Top Spin for me, so... I probably will get that tomorrow. And I probably will get the one that I ordered like a month from now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't even shipped till after street date, so I think that I was literally screwed.
Wow.
Yeah.
We've got a pre-order.
Yeah. I am such
We've got a pre-order. Guys, let's go to Target. Did they charge you shipping?
It was free shipping. Free shipping.
Man, what a cheap.
What's bulk rate? What's the shipping? It'd be like 10.
Shipping's expensive. I mean, so.
Well, they got that flat rate.
Yeah.
That's expensive too.
Well, the flat rate is only a good deal if you're mailing something small and really heavy.
Yeah, like gold. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Otherwise, it's a crap deal.
Like that package I sent you, XV. I think I sent that flat rate because it was full of crap. It just happened to all fit.
Yeah, that thing weighed a ton and helped.
There's a lot of stuff in that package.
Including a cheerwine cake, which I ate 4 months later.
And it was still good.
It was set to expire like actually, 2 days yeah. after you received it.
Actually, that's it expired actually quite, 3 days before I received it.
Oh,
That's worrisome.
okay, let's go ahead and jump
never
in.
To eat cheerwine cake.
Let's jump into the news. So
preservative, Peter. Everything's fine.
Yes. So Takara, Dark Side of the Moon, Jetwing Optimus does not come with Jetfire Corpse, and XV is sad because of that, Mia.
Understandably so. Well, that Voyager set they showed a couple of years ago with the Jetfire parts trailer, that was the coolest thing, and it never got made.
Yeah, United for the Universe or whatever.
Jetwing one is, it has the trailer that forms the flight pack from the movie.
Get your old dead ass on.
Not nearly as fun.
No. Hmm. Still want it, though.
But read the next line, Brian.
Jetwing.
Don't read the line after that.
Go ahead.
It'll cost $190 US.
Line between the first line and the orange print.
It'll cost $190. US dollars. Yeah, that's
190.
Ouch!
I'll just buy the new Masterpiece Prime. Screw that.
Yeah,
but what? It won't have Jetwing parts.
Yeah,
I'll just spend $200
for $200.
It won't have fake Jetwing parts.
You know what? I'll go down to Hobby Lobby and buy like two Jet model kits, and I'll just glue them onto his back. How's that?
Yeah, actually, that's not a bad idea.
What does go to
Jetwings Prime?
Just go to Walmart and get the legends that no one's bought yet and put them together. Hey, they combine two.
That's true.
Yeah, they do. Yep. But this is the Revenge of the Fallen leader Optimus figure that's been retooled to. It loses the swords on the forearm, I think, and gets the trailer. That's why this is allegedly special.
You know, I think they could retool the leader Revenge of the Fallen Prime to be possible to transform. Because, it's not happening.
But people seem to really like that toy.
It's a beautiful toy, but you are not getting that thing changed into anything anytime soon. It's like, how do his feet become the front of his truck and his chest is the chest? What the hell going on?
That's kind of how I felt transforming War for Cybertron Optimus for the first time. I got that last week because, well, nobody really needs to know why, but that wasn't fun to transform.
I never finished.
I did it one time. Back to robot mode, okay, because this time... Yeah, all right.
Yeah, it's a little much for a deluxe.
It's, okay. Take a piece of paper. Car. Robot mode. But you got to do it exactly just right or it's not going to work
out. Yeah, it's more complicated than some alternators, and that's sad.
Well, if you want to talk about worse than alternators, you go to the Bumblebee mold.
Oh, man. Just fits your head right on into your ass, man. Damn. That's my complaint with the newer generation toys. A lot of them have like the backside that has to fold over just right to snap into place.
Yeah, it's a.
And you will be like this. The minute you put it down, someone will pick it up and go poop.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's basically like a shell former or something like that.
Yeah, and the instructions can't elaborate it. Yeah, you fold it over, but you actually need to train how to properly fold it over.
You have to be in a Zen state.
There's a learning curve involved.
You got to hold your tongue just right. That's
you got to tickle the wheel. Hold your tongue.
Wow. Are we talking about Transformers still?
I'm taking it. Taking it that kids have an easier time with this than we do.
I would hope so, because
we're getting older. That's what it is.
We're getting older. Our hands don't work so well. They're a lot bigger than they used to be.
I don't know. I got my say nephew because there's no marriage involved. My brother's girlfriend's kid. Revenge of the Fallen.
Someone who has no relationship to you whatsoever.
Other than time, because they just been together forever. I got him Skids for Revenge of the Fallen for Christmas in 2009.
So you hate this kid?
I love this.
You should have got him G1 Skids. Like, what's this?
I got him Skids. He does this. He gets him in a point, and he comes up to me, and he's like, help me out here, man. And I'm like, I can't do it, crap. And he's like, why did you give it to me then?
I want to see if it could be done.
Yeah.
It's like as a kid, I could actually play all the way through, like, Super Ghouls and Ghosts. I couldn't even get, like, a level into it now. It's like one of those things that, you know, that, you know, as a kid, you just have this strange inhuman determination to do something. And now it's like,
and you do it. You have the power.
Yeah. It's like now I got to go watch TV or I got to go to the bathroom. I just my bladder doesn't hold what it used to hold. I'm getting old.
The thing is with Ghouls and Ghosts, you had this thing called summer break and stay up all night. Now you're like summer break and I still got to go to work in the morning.
That's true. Very true. Okay. So we get a tomahawk recolor named Vortex. Sweet. It's a Japanese
all up
exclusive.
In my Vortex.
Yeah. So it's going to be about $28. Do we have any like translated text specs or anything? Is it really Vortex or is it just?
Well, it's a movie toy, so it's not going to be, you know, Vortex.
Some guy named Vortex. Yeah.
But it's, you know, inspired colors and such.
It's a Vortex homage.
Well, it is.
Of course, you know, in the Japanese continuity, I think the movie is still technically part of
G1.
G1.
I guess I can pull up the diagram and look at it and figure it out. And
well, there is
they
that
will
whole
take
flow
a Canon
chart,
WD-40 and a make it work somehow.
And I think on the wiki there's some attempt to rationalize this, most likely written by the poor Chris McFeely.
Oh, we love Chris McFeely.
Who just can't leave such things alone.
It's true. Very true.
Where would the wiki be without McFeely?
It would be one McFeely short.
It would be
probably still in progress, right?
Yeah.
Not online yet.
7,000 articles instead of the 12,000 or whatever it's at now. Mm-hmm. So this is interesting news, and Amy actually wrote an editorial about this. Hasbro steals away Andy Schmidt. What's up with that?
Yeah, it just kind of went viral this week, and he's leaving. He's moving over to Hasbro.
Why?
To do what? You know,
that's a good question. Who wouldn't want to work for Hasbro, right?
I was actually fantasizing about that, like when I was fixing dinner. So I was thinking about this. Andy Schmidt left. Would I leave? Yes, I would.
Yeah. If
Hasbro attorneys call you,
why don't you come over,
Ryan Kilby?
Hey, if I got a chance to drop my fan projects and go help make the Transformers mythos, I'd jump on it.
Yeah. It's, you know, we have to also look at the fact that he's got a family and he is a career guy. He's the guy that's, you know, bringing home the bacon for his family. So, you know, hey, I would think that, you know, this is probably a really good career move for him.
Yeah, it's like
he's leaving IDW high and dry. Everything is set into place. I think that for like the next 6 months, like the story that they've pretty much set up, it's going to run its course. And, you know, certainly it doesn't, I mean, it does matter if we have a head editor, but it doesn't matter who the head editor is because it will be supervised by that editor. And I'm sure that IDW has the vision. Well, they had the vision to
Sorry, I didn't mean to laugh.
So we're all wonks for this sort of thing. We're interested in what goes on in this whole business. And yeah. John and I can speak from coming from a corporate perspective. Vendors work for leave to work for the company that they do vendor work for yeah. all the time. It's really common.
Happens the same thing in federal government too.
It's just that this is something that we pay attention to, so it's really no big deal.
Yeah.
As I was thinking when I was fantasizing.
It depends.
Well, it depends on.
Come back to the what
exactly
is he going to be doing?
Smiled upon.
It happens.
It's a fine line between coaching.
It's less smiled upon though when the corporate employee leaves to work for the vendor. At least, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's true.
But I was thinking, man, I could do project management and spreadsheets and databases for my company or Hasbro, and it could have Transformers on it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Spreadsheet data, eventually that just turns into spreadsheet data.
Yeah, but
what is he going to be doing, though, I guess is my question. I mean, like some kind of creative developer? Or, I mean, what?
They haven't really made a statement yet. It was just the statement was that he's leaving IDW at the end of the month. And
he's going to be a call center agent. So if you have a complaint, it's like I don't like this commercial. It's got Satan in it, and I hate it.
He'd probably make more money doing that. It's like, at Hasbro.
Thank you for calling Hasbro. This is Andy. How can I help you?
Thanks for calling Hasbro.
I'm sorry. That's the worst thing that I could say. I do not mean that.
My opinion. I'm guessing that he's probably going to be doing the job that he's going to be the guy that's going to be the go-between Hasbro and IDW. That's what I'm guessing, but I really don't know what he's going to be doing. I'm guessing that, you know, it'll be something, you know, related to comics in one way or another, because obviously that's where he's coming from.
Yeah, maybe. You know,
What's going to happen is he's going to get
a story licensor or something. I don't know.
I don't know that. I mean, I'm not part of the business, but I don't know that they could justify an FTE, a full-time employee, just to be a go-between, you know, IDW and Hasbro. I mean,
yeah. I mean, I can.
Well, they already have.
I can see him being.
Who knows? Maybe that guy moved up and moved into another position.
Is it the person's full-time job is to be the person that deals with IDW? That seems a little suspect.
Just one pardon.
Hasbro can do whatever they want. They're Hasbro, right?
That's true. You can hire me. Yeah. I have my resume. I can send it to you right now.
Maybe this guy will finally get to email.
I will move to Rhode Island.
Hey, no one likes this drift guy. It turns out Hasbro gets a million complaints, and no one actually sends them to us because they send them to you guys, and apparently no one can read.
So he's going to get all of our complaints about characters now. Woo!
Like, holy crap, no one liked Sector 7. Look at all this email. I can make a holographic image, and it'd be taller than the World Trade Center.
I think what Amy said about, you know, what Andy is going to be doing, while they're pretty, you know, pretty mum on the point at this right now, but, you know, she has a good point in that what he's going to be doing, at least part of his job, will be to be that liaison between, you know, tie-in stories. Maybe he's going to help with that part.
That would be cool.
He's, you know, that's going a big on thing, coffee right? runs.
So. Oh no!
We're having a license. Get him.
IDW has a license to make stories with the Transformers name on, and.
They do
have to, you know, have somebody that they talk with through Hasbro that approves all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, over in the UK, they also have, like, the Titan Comics is also doing part of that as well. So it's like, I don't know. When you guys say that, you know, what does Hasbro do with comics? Well, yeah, but they've got to have somebody to be able to, you know, supervise that. So. I don't know how big that department is. Like I said, this is all
speculation. That's true. It's entirely speculation.
They may write tech specs and that kind of.
And he could have stuff, something to do with, like, the TV show. You know, Hasbro Studios is going to be pretty big. I mean, there's all sorts of things he could do. He could also do coffee runs. I mean, I don't think there's any office. I don't think there's any office in the corporate rat race that doesn't occasionally do a coffee run for their boss's boss.
Yeah. He's going to be like, we're going to be at BotCon. He's going to be like, hey, so Andy, what's your new job at Hasbro? Well, they got me a new mop. And I get to drink from the hose.
I think they probably use contractors for that. So
I mean, there's
they
a
pay me in hose.
They're working on the continuum thing right now, you know, the continuity thing.
Yeah, they got it.
That would suck
when he gets over to Hasbro and they're like, okay, Andy, here's the deal. We need you to combine everything from G1 all the way through current into universe.
They don't need Andy Schmidt for that. They just need a Japanese translator because Takara's done all the work on that already.
Yeah,
but they do the American version.
Yeah, just some Vaseline and a shoehorn and make this work.
Shove
it in there.
Either way, good luck to Andy and his new pursuit. So there you go.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
So actually, I don't know. I didn't hear this. I didn't hear you guys talk about this last week, but I thought this was came before the show. Michael Bay swears that Skids and Mudflap are not going to be in Dark of the Moon, and he's actually putting up a $25,000 bounty if anyone can prove that they saw them.
Pretty sure he spends more of that on cocaine a week. Yeah. It's not really a big
wow. Allegedly.
Hilarious, actually, because I was on the shoot for the edit forum when this went up, and it was just everybody was just making stabs at it and, of course, laughing, and it was great because I thought it was funny.
Maybe he meant it as a joke.
Well, but that's the deal. I mean,
I think he was kind of serious, but everybody else is just laughing. I mean, it was, you know, people were saying, oh, I'm going to have to be watching just to make sure. I'm going to keep you up on this. Well, anyhow, it was funny.
Here's the thing. It's like, If you guys can find them, whose kid's a mudflap again? Which one was called that? I just called them the green one. Which one is it? Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, get Anthony Anderson back over here. Right off his book.
Rob, okay, God. So let's go ahead and jump ahead, shall we? I don't want to get sued. We don't mean that at all.
Yeah. It's all on time.
True.
The opinions of Rob Springer do not reflect the opinions of ours.
So, Generations...
We could totally get that at the liner. That'd be great.
I'll get Mike on that. Generations is continuing alongside Dark of the Moon. Remains on current planograms at Target and Walmart. So that's cool.
And actually, this afternoon, I spotted... fresh stock of Thundercracker and Warpath at Walmart. So
what?
Ooh. You had Warpath? Yeah.
No,
Warpath
no. Wheeljack. Sorry,
I don't have Wheeljack either.
I don't have either of those. So, you know, if you want to take pity on your poor sick friend,
I'll PayPal you some money.
Rock on.
Brian, will you pay him some money for me too?
You know,
the guy at my comic shop today tried to say that I should take my receipt so I could write it off as a business expense. I'm like, I don't get paid for being a podcaster.
I am totally close to making this a business, one that loses money, but a business for that purpose.
For the tax write.
Yeah, your comic shop thinks we're way more important than we actually are.
They'll tell you all about those Transformers, like the Dinobot Combiner. They saw it.
Yeah.
I'm not big.
Anyway, yeah, so I need Wheeljack and Thundercracker. Thanks.
Yeah, I'm probably going to do the pre-order from Big Bad Toy Store.
Yeah, can you pick about 10 of those up for me, please?
Just send them. I will send you a box of raisins in return.
Nice.
I will give you... Hey, XV, I will give you a three-month-old sheer wine cake.
I will do a handmade card.
If I don't finish this Rice Krispie treat, man, you can have what's left, okay?
Awesome.
So, good. Ain't It Cool News declares that Dark of the Moon is the best of the three movies, which isn't that hard, based on an early preview that they watched.
JD declares that Ain't It Cool News is full of crap.
Well, there's also another thing to consider here, which is that between being boiled in oil, having a piranha eat your face off, and being stabbed through the chest... Being stabbed through the chest is the best way to die of those.
Admittedly, the first movie is not bad. We all enjoyed it when we first saw it.
Yeah, it's a fun pop movie.
Yeah.
The first movie.
It's not Shakespeare, but.
No.
That's the origin story.
Revenge of the Fallen is an abomination, and people. I still. It's sad that I run across people who think it's the best thing since sliced bread.
Is it that bad?
Yes.
No, it's not that bad.
Yes.
I watch it almost daily.
If you want to see a movie that just goes around blowing stuff up and cutting people, and you don't care about a storyline, then
watch the 1986 Transformers movie.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
That was bad as well, right?
It was.
I can't shut my brain off. If I could shut my brain off, I could, but I can't, so I don't.
That is an excellent point. Because people cry that, like, Michael Bay ruined their childhood. You know, no. You know what ruined my childhood? Ironhide getting shot in the head.
Yeah.
You know what ruined my childhood?
What about all these people blowing up in the actual cartoon, and you're like, oh, he'll be fine, just put him together. And then the one guy dies, and like, oh, he's dead. It's over.
No. It's
Ironhide getting shot in the head, then flying around Autobot City really screwed me.
If Michael Bay raped your childhood by bringing billions of dollars into the franchise, go talk to those Slash people, because they are actually...
Well, we'll talk about that a little later on, right, Rob?
That's a good point.
Okay.
They ruined a little bit more than your childhood.
Yeah. Go thank Michael Bay.
Yeah. He actually rejuvenated.
Hey, speaking of thanking Michael Bay...
High five him.
Yeah. Project Awesome.
Transformers line Project next year because awesome. Of you.
Okay, so actually, Project Awesome, speaking of, this week's BotCon guest reveals include Mike McConaughey, Jack Angel, Arlene Bannis, and Stan Bush, our pal.
Woo! And read the next line.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Oh, Michael Bay will also attend to share some surprises.
Yeah, hey, guys. I brought Anthony Anderson.
The chauffeur's going to drive half an hour so you can attend this event.
That's pretty cool. Why am I not going to BotCon? Oh, I can't afford it.
Yeah.
The thing is, I really want to be like, be there and applaud when he's like, look at these dorks, man. What the hell? Hey, Transformers. He walked away laughing. And he's like, thanks for the award.
Yeah, so next year, BotCon will be like in Durham again, and you know the guests will be like me. Brian, we really want you to come to BotCon this year.
Awesome.
Can you make it?
You do need a panel. You can hold down a panel yourself.
What we're going to do, Brian, we're going to hold RFCCon, and we're all going to be guests. I'll be Michael McDonald. I'll get a wig and some great stuff for my hair. And XV will be Eddie Murphy. And we'll have a celebrity-filled thing. John's going to be like...
I'll be Tyrese.
No, you're going to be someone from the Rat Pack, man. We'll be like...
Oh, hey, man. You know, I want to be...
You can be Dino. You can be Dino, dude.
Yeah, it's like, were you in Transformers? Nah, man.
I was busy getting drunk and laid.
Nah, man. I had things to do.
Yeah,
so... Getting laid right now.
Oh.
There you go.
Oh, snap. That's why that camera's up that like that, huh?
That's right.
What kind of exclusives you guys got? Band-Aids.
Okay, so
everyone gets a free bar of dial at the door. Use this.
Yeah, admittedly.
So this says that Bay and Spielberg are being inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Good for them.
Yeah,
that is. Yeah, that broke. Was that was today,
sure.
Good for them.
Yeah, congratulations.
Yes.
So
they can retire now.
For better or worse, they've had a big impact on the franchise, so I don't think this is undeserved.
No, exactly. I don't like Dark of the Moon, but it made a bajillion dollars. So
you mean Revenge of the Fallen?
Yeah, you can't not like Dark of the Moon.
I don't like the Dark of the Moon trailer. It's made nothing.
He already doesn't like it, actually.
Well, yeah, just the fact you don't like the trailer, that's making...
Just the fact that it exists.
Dark of the Moon is giving us a bag of hangers.
Let this sink in your mind for a second. If Hasbro has their own Transformers Hall of Fame, it's basically Hasbro who... made this just to make money. This is not like, hey, let's make a cool fan thing. Yeah, let's make some good science fiction. Let's sell these toys. And they're like, hey, who sells the most toys? Optimus Prime, Megatron, Starscream, Bumblebee. Oh, let's do the fan choice thing. Dinobot, who's that guy? I don't know. You know, they're like, okay.
Erector?
Exactly. They're like, let's get the people who sell. You know who really deserves to be in this business-related Hall of Fame? The guys that brought us a buttload of money every second for like 4 years straight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. It revived your childhood.
Yeah. I mean, everyone that's been inducted to Hall of Fame, except for the fan's choice, and even maybe then, has been something that has brought money into the franchise.
Right.
More than just a handful. It's like, new Bumblebee toy. Go throw a dart and not hit a Bumblebee at Toys R Us.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. True.
Just close your eyes, spin around a few times, and randomly point. You'll probably be pointing at a Bumblebee.
Or Darth Vader.
Right.
Sweet.
I also know that...
How'd I get in the Bratz aisle?
That, you know, selling a boatload of cash...
Ooh, Darth Vader Bratz.
Boatload of toys means that Autobot Erector will not win the fan favorite.
Possibly.
They're going to somehow... They're going to somehow cover it up somehow. I don't know how they're going to do it. It's going to happen.
Okay, so Shout! Beast Wars Complete Series set. Extras include art galleries, new interviews, retrospective featurettes, a 12-page book, and a copy of the BotCon 2006 Dawn of Futures Past comic. Really?
Why not?
I'm sure they have stacks and stacks of them still sitting there. Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. It just strikes me as odd that they would make...
I wonder how book big that box is going to be that has to fit that comic book.
Maybe it'll be a smaller...
They probably just fold it in half.
It's going to be like insert. Is it full size or just shrink?
Going to be digital?
Man, good thing I got big-ass HD TV. I can read it.
I certainly hope not.
Yeah, but no, remember in the Beast Wars Anniversary toys, Megatron and Primal both came with a shrunk-down version of The Gathering, I think?
Yeah.
Like a Reader's Digest version?
Yeah.
Like an Archie version?
So they could do the same thing with this, probably.
You know, if I've got four copies of The Gathering that I'm totally willing to give away if somebody actually wanted it, like all four.
I thought you were going to suggest doing that as a contest prize or something.
No.
I was going to say that's going to be the lowest.
That's right.
You're going to get like negative entries.
I tried to eBay that, but nobody would buy it. Just funny.
You got to just put extra tags in there, man. That's what I do for Twitter Theater. Just throw some extra tags in that people like.
That's true.
Thing. Rebecca Black. What the hell is this?
Yeah, I saw that. Okay, so the Japanese DVD collection will include a lithograph of Fortress Maximus, who's come himself. Okay, then. I shall get Fortress Maximus to fight me.
Sticky finger.
But they're not including the dub, so why do I want a frickin' lithograph of Fortress Maximus?
Here he is, that big guy.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with Metroplex now.
No.
No.
Hey, the spaceship. Every once in a while, we'll use it.
Spaceship all the time. It was the fortress mode that they barely ever used.
Yeah, the spaceship. That's how they traveled. So
that was Fortress Maximus's primary alternate mode in Headmasters.
Yeah.
How often, if I'm remembering right, how often did you turn into robot mode in Headmasters?
About half the time.
Okay, good. Yeah. I was thinking Rebirth. He's like in robot mode for like a half a second. You stop and think they're trying to sell these toys, and this is the biggest one on the shelf. Shouldn't he be like?
But they made him look huge.
You should just be standing around eating a sloppy Joe. Buy me.
Yeah. You would think that if they really wanted to sell that, they would, like, advertise it.
But they only
had, like, 53 minutes total for everything they had to do with the rebirth, so.
And boy, did they do it.
Creepy.
Yeah.
Artsy, I know. I feel it too, Daniel.
I love Rebirth. Don't get me wrong. I am a huge fan of Rebirth. It's okay fiction, but it's crazy and fun.
It's a fun episode, but you can't watch it as an adult where I'm just going, damn, really? Every few minutes. Man, Scourge is hard. He's like,
my problem is,
go get it.
My problem is I watched Headmasters before I ever saw Rebirth.
What? How does that work?
Yeah. Because I had never seen, remember, I never saw season 3 like when I was a kid. For whatever reason, it didn't air or it was on at the wrong time. So I never saw any of Season 3 or Rebirth. But like when I got back into the fandom, like in the late 90s, I ordered a set of the Headmaster dubs on VHS. So I had watched all of those. And then when the DVD of Rebirth came out, I bought and watched that. So I had to compare like Rebirth to Headmasters. And I was like, I like Headmasters better. You know,
and especially since you had the dub, too.
Yeah, exactly. So,
my local station didn't advertise it was new episodes or anything, so it's just like reruns all of a sudden. Hey, that's new.
Yeah.
Is this new?
I remember watching Rebirth for the first time. It was like a revelation. I loved it so much. And this is, of course, like when I was a kid and I still loved Optimus Prime. I'm like, wow, Optimus Prime is interacting with all of my new favorite characters. This is great.
Goldbug, Goldbug really did short sell himself in a cartoon, didn't he? He's like, Bumblebee's all over the place. Hey, I'm a gold bug. All right, stand around and do nothing for the rest of your existence. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Why did we remake you?
What I love about like that and like Rebirth is Throttlebots. Loves me some Throttlebots.
Yeah, I'll give that for Rebirth. They were pretty cool in that.
Yeah, they were awesome in that. I mean, they look cool anyway.
They got more done than the actual Headmasters and Targetmasters.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Why should we become Targetmasters? That would be a good idea, don't you think?
Well, because these guys are Headmasters and you guys need something to do.
Hey, Headmasters.
We gotta make more toys.
Why should we become Headmasters?
Is it...
Because you know where it is? Can we just show you?
Is it
beats the ridiculousness of the comic version of those. You know what? We're going to show you how trusting we are, so we're going to rip our own heads off and hand them to you.
Is it spoiler hat, glass, and mask time?
Oh.
Ooh, 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 yes.
I'm actually not going to do that. I feel stupid doing it.
Hey, JD, when you feel better, you should wear your 3D glasses.
Yes, I will do that.
Actually, I will wear my real 3D glasses, which I have right here.
I do this. Does this work? If I put one of these on?
These are real 3D glasses I'm wearing.
The screen.
Set when I went to Thor.
Does it work when I do this? If I just turn on this coin?
Yeah.
That count?
Kinda. Okay, spoiler territory. We're talking about Transformers Prime. Shadow Zone. What did you guys think?
That sure did.
I thought it was kind of fun. It was a very fun episode.
It was fun, but after... the last two episodes, it was just like kind of a letdown.
It was gruesome. I enjoyed it.
It was creepy.
It was fun. It was back to the Monster of the Week, but I was kind of okay with it.
Yeah.
I did,
but
like
it was the visit of the Monster of the Week. So he's no longer the Monster of the Week. He's just a recurring Monster of the Week.
Yeah, he's the recurring Monster of the Week again. Well,
Skyquake now being really crazy instead of just, man, I'm huge and I got a giant gun. No, it's like, I'm huge and I'm a zombie and I'm actually right behind you. And if something happens wrong in that space bridge, I'm like right here.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty much.
The arm, the animated arm, I'm like, oh man, it's like Evil Dead. It's awesome. Mm-hmm.
That's right. Totally. At the end of the episode, too. It was great. I want to see at the end of the episode where Jack was like, okay, guys, do we see what happened? Can we stop inviting Miko over?
Yeah. That little bitch. That's exactly what I thought when I first saw that. She's like, I'm not going to miss the zombie stuff. And I was like, I will punch you in the
You're face. Crazy. It's like, you're psychotic. Like,
you know what they should have done? They should have just thrown her off that rock.
Yes, the they should have.
Like,
the only reason she's alive.
Let's just shove her right off. Let's just do it. Just forget
the only
it.
Reason she's still there is because Bulkhead likes her and he's bigger than the other guys. So they're like, we're going to step on her. Hey.
No.
No. No. I'm going to paint.
Jack wants her.
Yeah, that's he does. Jack really does. And so does Raph.
Yeah.
Raph, I hope they never have a kissing scene. I really hope they never
I hope they
that.
Make a movie about Transformers Prime, and then you wonder, are they going to kiss? Are they going to kiss? Oh, they almost do. Oh, it's a B. Oh, no.
And then you get the Team Jack and Team Raph. It's going to be awesome.
No.
Jack and Raph will run around with their shirts off.
Don't need any more kiss players.
Here we go. It is the year 2020. And it'll be like Miko...
He's still a dumb bitch.
Damn,
Sid
brought this point up, man.
Okay. So basic gist of the episode is what? So what was there's some MacGuffin that threw Raph, Miko, and Jasmine.
Yeah, there was a little Jasmine. Bit of there was a transporter malfunction, and then they went to the alternate universe.
Shadow Zone. That's why it's called Shadow Zone.
So it's... XB and I were talking about this before the show. It's a mixture of the Tholian Web from Star Trek, the original series. What other episodes, XV?
The Next Phase from The Next Generation and an episode of Enterprise whose title I don't remember.
Yes. So basically, they mixed some MacGuffins, mixed some plot devices, and made a Transformers animated episode out of it, which was... You know, not a bad idea. I mean, if you're going to steal something, it's still something good that worked.
Well, and plus, this is something that we've been exposed to several times, so we're already trained into accepting this bit of sci-fi, so...
Yeah. So watching it, though, when they had their cell phone, I'm like, you can see them. That means light can travel. That means your cell phone will probably work since it's just another, you know... level of the electromagnetic spectrum. So I'm like, wow, I just assumed that why can't you use your phone? And they could, so yay, sorry.
I don't know. I can barely
they
use mine
really,
in certain rooms of my
they
house.
They just text message each other.
I thought that was great. And it's great that it worked. And it's realistic that it worked because, again, if you can see them, it, most likely, you know, the other wavelengths worked, so, or, you know, transmittable, so.
Kill me. All the time you just knew Ratchet was like, Now, Prime, let's not rush to save them. No. He's like, can you find them? No, I just can't figure out where they went. Wait, you're playing with the VCR. No, this is actually the equipment. Yeah, see, they're gone, man.
In the episode,
I think the most important thing to find in this episode, though, is that Ratchet can transform.
Yes.
Ratchet can do something.
And also, Prime tells Ratchet to come out on the mission with him. Or was that last?
He's like,
this last time he can't get out of it. He has to go.
Hey, Ratchet
has to go to the dark area.
Yeah. And Ratchet just is trying all kinds of ways to not leave the base.
Well, I think.
Hey, why didn't this is what I don't get though. Why didn't they leave Bumblebee behind to do the space bridge? Because he's useless.
He is
useless.
He can't talk, yeah.
He can't acknowledge that he's going to open the space bridge.
Well, yeah, but see, the thing is,
Arthi's thinking that Megatron,
so she has to be the secretary.
Amy, what were you saying?
Exactly. That's exactly my point. What's up with that? Oh, she's the girl she has to stay behind? Yeah. Screw that.
What were you saying, Amy?
I was just going to say that maybe they think he's still, like, you know, Megatron still owns him or something.
They got over that.
Probably because... When they started making robot and vehicle modes in the CGI, they just ran out of money. So they're like, Ratchet doesn't need one.
Well, we can either make Ratchet turn into a vehicle or Ratchet not do anything.
Yeah.
Let's just make him not do anything, guys. He's old. Old people don't move, yeah, right?
Old people can't do anything.
Yeah, old people don't do anything. Yeah.
This old guy who looks stronger than the rest of the cast. Who designed it?
Don't know. Okay. I think that about does it for our discussion of Transformers Prime.
Shadow Zone. Scream is still armor, yep. Basically.
Yes. I like that.
Funny. That
Miko
was sweaty.
Still sucks.
Yes, Jasmine, a.k.a. Miko. That's going to be her stripper name.
She's still already sucks. She's already got the heels, man.
Yeah. I like the rock. Okay. Oh, let's go ahead and jump to our next. Actually, no, let's not jump to something. Let's go to the chat update. Hey, Gian, what's going on with chat this week?
Well, everybody was enjoying your review of the latest Transformers Prime show. But before that, actually, we were talking a little bit earlier in the show about Transformers that were hard to transform. So we got into that a little bit. Remember that? Those were better days back then, like 30 minutes ago. So we talked a little bit about that in the chat. And, you know, like War for Cybertron, Bumblebee, and the like. So, I mean, I'll give it to you guys. Like,
Throttlebots.
What toys?
Throttlebots, yes. Hard to transform.
Frustratingly hard. Like, wish you never bought it.
Oh, God. Blot. Insane. I can never get Blot transformed. Just totally.
That nose.
Yeah.
Do I pull this way or do I pull that way? I mean,
right. Which way is up?
Yeah. What's my point of reference? Actually, stuff that was hard to transform.
Convoy.
Yeah, basically, if it came from Beast Wars Neo,
that's true.
It's probably pretty hard.
Yeah,
not
Beast
everything.
Wars Neo dead end.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Bazooka. Yeah.
Long Rack wasn't that bad.
No, Long Rack is relatively easy.
Yeah, you can figure him out by looking at him. Imagine that.
Corrada is not that bad.
No. Dead End looks like he's not that bad.
Yeah, he's strangely difficult. I don't.
Let's see. Let me get this straight. I wad him up and put him in the shell.
Oh yeah. Does anybody remember this? So Hooper in the chat said the guy who designed a sideburn. Did he apologize for that? Didn't he like
sort
do
of?
Like
yes.
That?
Yeah. It's like,
wait. What? Why?
What?
We see.
Well, they're shell formers.
Good
the
toys.
Way I remember it. Whoops. He said that sideburn was one of the earliest toys he designed, and that if he could do it again, he would have done it quite a bit different.
So basically, the people who designed, I'm assuming, because it makes sense, the people that did all the designs for Beast Wars Neo went straight to designing cars. So instead of having to shove a robot into something you can sort of shape, like XV looks like he's sick or something. There he goes.
Now he's dead.
He's like, he had this crazy look. Hey, but he went from basically shoving, you know, robots into this amorphous sort of shape that you could play with into a vehicle that kind of has to stay in a specific
right. It has
factor.
To look like a Viper.
Yeah, I mean, like,
but I didn't find it.
That sideburn is bad.
I mean, I had three versions of that sideburn. I didn't think it was that bad.
You know, the thing is,
we're about to get another version of sideburn, aren't we? No, wait, no. Yes, but it's a different mold.
But I got the
best
same
one ever.
Remote. I got the three, you know, I got the regular sideburn, and then I got the two...
You get the super sideburn.
And then I got the two Botcon girls.
Oh, yeah.
There's, as far as American releases, that, and then there's that Walmart one that came shortly after that's like, they just spray-painted a little black on it and put it in another package.
Oh, yeah, I got that one.
It was the same plastic color as the super sideburn.
Yeah, we got the super versions in the U.S., didn't we? I know we got them in the gym.
Yeah, we got the super. He was white. Yeah.
Because I love Super Wild Ride.
They were all white, I think.
Nah, the blue was replaced for
only Super X-Bron was white.
X-Bron, was Cybern? Red? Red.
Yeah. Red. Yeah.
Yeah, Super Cybern was Hot Rod, and Prowl was blue and white.
I didn't think he was that bad.
Well, the thing is, I remember with the Armada, people were complaining about how the articulation had went downhill, and it's like, yeah, car robots and robots and guys had amazing articulation, but all the kibble got in the way of actually moving anywhere.
Well, they were cars hanging off their butts.
Yeah, it's like, I was like so stoked to get into Car Brothers because I wanted them, and then finally it's like, okay, I can just go to Walmart instead of paying way too much for them. Excellent.
Holy crap, I mean, there is a bumper hanging off of his wrist.
You know, with Diaclone, with Diaclone, right. Whenever they had kibble, they kind of made it look sort of like it's supposed to be there, like Prowl's wings and things like that. But once we got to the ball and joint Transformers, they just could never really figure out what to do with kibble, and everything ended up just being shell formers with parts hanging off of it like that. That just didn't look good. I'm not saying, hey, you know, G1's awesome and new stuff sucks, because obviously it doesn't. I mean, now the design is pretty rock solid, but there was a learning phase there that lasted for years where they were completely lost on how to do this stuff.
Yeah, I mean, and
vehicles
did kind of go the
and
other way.
Beast Wars style.
XV's
going to talk?
No, go ahead, XV.
Vehicles and Beast Wars style articulation took a little while to play nice.
Yeah. What were you saying, JD?
It definitely kind of went the other way, because like, I was going through my collection to look for stuff to sell this weekend, and like, I pulled out some of the Armada stuff, in particular stuff from Cybertron, and I was like, wow, this is a brick. Like Crumple Zone. I was like, holy
crap. Crumple Zone kind of sucks.
You know, but yeah, I mean, it kind of went the other way. But I think they've got it down now. I mean, I think most of the stuff's pretty good, but it just took a while.
You get different design teams and, you know, it shows in the products. Like, hey, they've went from absolutely crazy transformations to different. Do you think it's the same people? No.
No.
Yeah.
Maybe. So, yeah, there's some toys that are hard to transform. It's called Beast Wars Neo and Robots in Disguise.
Yeah,
or car robots, so there you go.
And then we hit Armada.
Armada.
Man, Ultra Magnus is pretty. How do you transform them? Throw them against the wall and put them back together.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what it was. The thing was...
He rips his legs off, and then his head, like, then his arms.
What, Peter?
Yeah. Well, no, I thought about how... like the robots in disguise, Optimus Prime, when you turn him into the super general, I think it was. I forget. Anyway, it was really hard to keep him together. He kept falling off. His body kept, like, his top part kept falling off of his body. It wasn't made correctly.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of that line.
I thought it was a well done line, except for just the head part.
My favorite part was. Parts were the Predacons that we already got from Transmetal 2. So,
yes. One of them was not even painted different.
Yeah. It's like, I have a hard time knowing which is which. That was Gas Skunk, wasn't it?
Yeah, yes. Gas Skunk.
Yeah. It's like, which...
Or Stink Bomb, depending.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, that was his name. That was the Transmetal... Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just kind of hard
now,
to tell.
Now,
the tail was different.
Darkscream looked a lot better than their Transmetal 2 version.
Oh,
their
absolutely. Slapper especially, I thought.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And actually, somebody on AllSpark pointed this out. Does anybody remember the Transmetal Spidor that came with a videotape in the UK?
I remember seeing it. Yes, I do remember that.
And it looks in color like... pre-transmittal to transmittal or pre-transmittal to slapper. I mean, the colors all work out basically the same way.
Okay. Yeah. I remember that. Was that a Malifilm pack in or something? Doesn't matter, but yeah. I remember that was in the period when
doesn't matter. It's just oddball recolors that they got and we didn't.
It's sad when I kind of can't afford to buy everything. I don't. And when I want everything, I can't afford it. And that was in a period when I wanted everything, and I couldn't afford it. And I'm like, I can't get that.
Well, see, that's the thing. When you know you have the ability to get the stuff, it's not so interesting to get the stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
One thing is always better than having.
Very true. Okay, anything else, John, going on in the chat?
Nah, I think that does it. That was the big discussion.
Very
cool. For the week.
Very cool. Amy, are you there? Your video is gone.
I am. I'm here.
Okay.
Grace Roll of Death.
Tell us about comics. Yes, that's a good name. That's a good name for it, Rob. The Grace Roll of Death.
I see it often.
Yeah.
It's, thank you, Skype. Thank you, Microsoft.
Next
exactly.
Update.
Microsoft.
So what's going on with comics?
This week, well, today actually, we've got ongoing Transformers ongoing issue number 19 and Foundation number 4 are the single comics that you can pick up today. But the trade paperbacks for Foundation and Rising Storm are also available for purchase today. So if you didn't get the single individual issues, you can get the trade paperbacks.
I can vouch for Rising Storm. Buy it. I liked it.
Yes, it's good. Brian liked it.
I liked it.
Wow.
Is Rising Storm the one on Earth?
Yeah, it's on Earth.
I'm getting them confused. Yes. Yeah, I like that one too. Foundation, I just kind of like. But yeah. Rising Storm, like.
Yep. I liked both of them. In fact, I really liked ongoing 19 this week. So.
I dumbed through it. What are your thoughts on? I didn't read it though. What are your thoughts?
Oh. Thoughts. I'm really glad to see that they're not using the same colorist that they did on the previous stuff that they've done. Joanna LaFuente was the one that did the colors this time round on Ongoing 19. And I believe it was Marcelo. No, not Marcelo. Oh, crap. My name is the name is not coming to my head right now. So I'm like, crap.
Are you trying to speak up? What are you thinking of?
It doesn't matter. You can make something up.
The artist. Okay.
Jose Delbo.
Foundations.
No, for Ongoing 19.
Oh.
I can't remember who the artist is.
Andrew Wildman. Jeff Sr. Jose Delbo.
Those guys, right?
Jose Delbo.
It's a great time for my browser to crash.
Yes.
I would help you, but my browser crashed.
Okay, here it is. It's Guido. Sorry. I've it's been a long day, so... Guido Guidi was the one that did
Is that how you say his name?
I always type his name and never pronounce it.
Okay. I know people for decades I can't pronounce their name, so him would be like, dude, every time.
You can't pronounce Cole Sickler.
I know.
Cole.
That's awesome.
Cole is eyes. I have to make up names so I pronounce something sounding right.
I don't think we're going to have a Crave Corner this week, which I hate because I love hearing Rob just pick on Cole and give him like crazy names. It's great.
Cole is such a great sport because he comes back. It's like, let me see if I can play with Cole some. And Cole's a cool dude, man.
Yeah, we're really liking that segment.
Hey, yes. I'll be the Crave Corner. Buy my stuff.
This week on the Crave Corner, they made a new front page and they got where that eventually other stuff will be there. There's like the showing on the menu where other stuff and all that. It's actually kind of cool what they're doing.
Okay, let's get back to comics. Sorry.
That's right, comics.
Hey. Oh, no problem. But yes, I liked both of them. Ongoing 19, spoilers for anybody that's out there that has not read it. You might want to pause or fast forward a minute or so. Basically, rundown on that was Rodimus, the Tin Man, gets a heart and finds Wheelie, who communes with the animals and plays Jamaican music. and they work together. They work together to steal a ship and get back home to Oz. So, yeah. Foundation what? 4.
Wait a minute.
Not Oz, really. It's actually Cybertron, but I said Oz just because, you know.
But wait a minute. So the other stuff is true? Because like I wrote that in the show notes, and I'm like, oh, I wonder who wrote that. But no, is that legit?
Okay. No,
that's legit. That
well, okay. It's
hey,
point.
Hey.
I feel like Comics Corner is one of the only things that we don't write terrible stuff on.
Well, if we do, it gets edited out.
If it bugs you that much, Peter, we can work on that.
Yeah.
I have so many gifts.
Me too.
Right in there.
Making fun.
So that really was what happened then.
I got this awesome one with like, you know.
It's just what happened then, or something thereof.
JD is okay. On his phone this week, so he's a little hard to understand. JD, can you repeat that question?
So what happened?
Oh, and what?
JD is hard of speaking this week.
So, Amy, what happened in the was it Foundation number 4?
Number 4. Well, basically, Optimus Prime, he
cried.
Well, this is the way I wrote it. I said, okay, he starves all of Cybertron by undoing everything that they did in issue 1, and then they lose Sentinel, and the sacrifices he makes for Alita, who hates for him. He ends up, who hates him for it, so whatever. But yes, it was good. I really liked it because I really liked it because up until now they've been building to this, what they were going to, this confrontation between Prime and Megatron, and he went up some by taking away the one thing that he was dependent upon. And so I really liked that he went up to him and took away the Allspark, so now he's going to have to feed all of the little protoforms with their own energy and...
Ew.
Okay, well, ew. It's kind of dark.
Yeah.
Just work a tube around there, you know?
I'm gonna feed you with my protoform.
Well, not
stuff.
In that way, but it sounds really bad. But basically, you know, if they have any Energon star Energon stores for their warriors, they're gonna have to either starve the babies or feed them.
Can't you kids eat Lunchables or something? Damn,
I could go for some Lunchables right now.
I love Lunchables.
Yeah,
but that's all pretty much. Those are the spoilers on that. The art on both of them were really. The art on both of these comics were great, and I gave them a 4, both of them. So I thought the story was good, the continuity fit, the pacing was great. So go get them. Go. They were great.
Very cool. Very cool. Okay. Let's see here. What's up next? Day in history. Gee, are you there?
Yes.
Can you do day in history? Yeah. What happened this day in history? Me? Yeah, we can hear you.
What? That's awesome. So May 17th, 2007, we saw the theatrical trailer for Transformers. Woo! And that was really sad. That was the good one? Was that like the last one was the good one?
I don't even remember the trailer for the Transformers.
I remember a general excitement, like, man, this looks fun. Except for the people Man, they don't look like Transformers.
And it's not like this was a period when I wasn't paying attention. I was at BotCon that year, but I don't remember the trailer.
I think up to that point, I think all the ones that we had were the ones where they're like, bring it! It was just like, bring it! Like 400 times. But I think this was the best. It was like, had the better pacing and showed them like the comets crashing and the transformation sound in the trailer. Chick,
the booger, coming out of the swimming pool, you know, walking over the little girl.
The booger protoforms.
Holy crap!
Yeah. That was kind of iconic. That was fun.
The only trailer I remember is the one that took place on Mars, which I hated so very much.
That was the very, very first teaser.
That teaser trailer I hated so much.
Going to grab this here thing.
They ended up putting that in the movie, and it wasn't even supposed to be in the movie originally. Like, you just put that in the trailer.
It's like, well, you want another scene of Megan Fox can't act, or this thing from the trailer?
You know, I'm not Megan Fox's biggest fan, but I mean, she helped sell that movie, so
true.
Can't knock her. Can't knock her.
What, you don't think the Bag of Hangers will sell the?
Oh yeah, I think Bag of Hangers will help, but I think Megan Fox is kind of what put Transformers on the map. Yeah. That and the explosions.
Put Megan Fox on the map.
Both.
Yeah, so I think it was mutually beneficial.
Symbiosis. But, you know,
the thing is I think Megan Fox is way more. You know, say what you will about her. I think she does have much more of a personality than this, you know, Victoria's Secret chick. Because if you remember, by this point, that Megan Fox was, like, all over the news, and she was making appearances and stuff. Mm-hmm. And what has this girl done, like...
She picks her nose and smokes at the same time.
There hasn't exactly been, like, a media blitz at this point, so...
Yeah.
You don't know that. You know.
I think with the media blitz of... Revenge of the Fallen kind of killed it, so this movie are being a little more subtle. Like, hey, last time it was a bunch of explosions and you all were really pissed off. This time we try to make a good movie, so we're just kind of showing you a trailer. Here it is. I think that's what they're going.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, they're trying
their best.
They haven't done their onslaught yet. They will be doing their onslaught soon.
Oh, yeah.
We're a couple months away.
Yeah.
You'll get the
all of June for you to get annoyed.
You'll get the Dark of the Whopper.
I'm already annoyed.
Yeah.
I don't get annoyed. So.
Yes. Okay. We'll get the skids and mud flap aren't in this pizza from Domino's.
Okay. So as we know,
$25,000.
As we know, the Dark of the Moon toys were launched officially this week. We've picked up
Monday.
A couple things. Yeah. Rob, you said you picked up Ice Pick?
Yeah, I've got Ice Pick and Thunderhead.
Do you like them?
Yes. They're very fun.
Human Alliance is the best concept ever.
Yes, and Basic Human Alliance works because it's not $30. You know, it's $9, which is the new price of Scouts.
The Basic Human Alliance replaces the Power Core Combiner 2 packs, essentially,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, Pat. It replaces it because it's like, the you know, what happened to him? Well, the Minicon's now a little dude, and, you know, the guy, instead of combining with stuff that didn't work so well, he combines with the little dude. Also, it kind of replaces it in fact that I think it, and it could be just pure conjecture here, but I think Ice Pick solidifies that Power Core Combiners is a movie continuity because in his bio, he says he, after the destruction of his combiner team, which, you know, yeah, duh, the original Ice Pick had a combiner team too, but he didn't turn into a ski thingy. You know, he wasn't snow.
He wasn't a snow vehicle, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like, that's about as close as we're getting to a where that fit in is Ice Pick's bio. But Ice Pick's cool because he's got a very G.I. Joe-y vibe to him, not just because of the little dude. He kind of looks like one of those snow vipers. He's got like a Ninja Force type face.
Like
and
a snow cat? Snow Serpent.
Is it Snow Serpent? Okay, there's so many viper names I get confused.
Well, that's the Ice Pick combiner team. Is that referencing the G1 or is it referencing the Power Core combiner one?
It could be taken as both, but if you really want to think about it.
I think it's a subtle nudge, hint to Power Core combiners. That's what I think.
Yeah, because he turned into...
Yeah, that's kind of what I would think, too.
Yeah, so what size are we talking as far as the Basic Human Alliance figures go? Are they the same size?
They're scouts.
I mean the human. Are the humans the same size as like the Human Alliance figures from like the movie?
No, they're tiny bit tinier.
How are they smaller?
Here, let me grab one of my Human Alliance guys from Les Movecat. Don't want to run over them. Let me grab one. There's a General Chaos. let's see. Where's a...
No butt, Rob. One? No butts.
No butt. No, we're just going to go and see what feels natural here.
Okay. Let's see.
No.
Diecast in the chat got a good point. He says they remind him of a mask.
They are very mask.
Which is fantastic.
And when I show you guys...
They should run with that, honestly. They own mask.
So here's Michaela and here's General Chaos. You can see it's a hair bit smaller and he's a frailer, like a... He feels cheaper.
Does he feel more like a bag of hangers than Michaela?
Well, yeah. And it's kind of funny, too, because I'm like, in my personal continuity, General Chaos is Butters grown up.
Butters.
But yeah, so you can get kind of a... Not to mention, while they have the same articulation... We'll see. They do have a little more articulation because the Human Alliance guys can't really move their arms past this position. There is a swivel.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, I wonder if the new Human Alliance figures will also have the same type of... Oh, actually, these are the new Human Alliance.
Yeah,
there's a swivel.
Yeah, forget about what I said.
The articulation, other than that's about the same, but it seems to work better. But like I said, it's like a different grade plastic. They seem it's like a cheaper grade plastic, but it tends to work for the small figure.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
So, yeah, it
works. Now, versus the Power Core Combiner Minicons, what's the... how big are they like that?
Oh, they got to be smaller.
Smaller than a Minicon, dude. Yeah, they're much smaller than a Minicon.
Well, I know less mass, but like height-wise.
Definitely shorter, because those Minicons were like legend size.
Yeah, they're pretty big.
Yeah. He is stuck together. Let me see if I can get him transformed. Oh, there we go.
Who else has picked up something? John. Really?
No.
Mm-mm. Wow. Mm. It's because it's not from Japan and like $1 million.
I picked this guy.
That's just for special occasions.
I just pictured John's like, oh, that's so common.
No. I'm just not into the movies. I got this weird thing about movie toys in general. I don't get them.
This is the best movie. This is the best movie launch ever, as far as toys are concerned.
Yeah, I mean, it only took them 3 times, right?
Like you just don't like the toys.
Well,
the way they're designed.
There's no ejector.
I don't hate the designs, but I just get this thing with like movie toys. Like, so I see the Transformers movies as movies, and I'm just not going to get the toys because I enjoy it as a movie.
So it's the same way as you would like buy tie-in merchandise for any other movie. It's like
like I wouldn't buy Batman toys for The Dark Knight.
Fair enough.
Oh, I would.
Yeah.
Depends on the toy.
We should have had Triplet on this week. He bought toys.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Yeah.
It's got that, like, cheapened feeling to it. Yeah. Like, oh, these are just...
Triplet is in love with Megatron.
Oh,
really?
If people will buy a bunch of my stuff, Assassin's then maybe I can buy some movie toys.
Actually, on T-Formers, Blitzwing 1975 gave Megatron a 4.5 stars, which is equal to the Skyhammer figure, which has been, as far as I have heard, has been considered one of like the best, one of the better figures out there. So
almost universally praised from what I've seen. Yeah.
Yeah. So it seems like the Megatron figure is up there.
He'd be up there for me, but he's tiny. Like, just looking at him.
Well, yeah, all the Voyagers are really small looking.
Yeah.
Like, Waller is not doing itself any favors because they have that two-pack of Hunt for the Decepticons Optimus with the Commodore for 1777. Mm-hmm. And then right next to it, basically, there is the Dark of the Moon.
Fun question, kids. Is this an Exosquad toy or a Transformer?
Wow.
Oh, whoa. Awesome. Oh, that's creepy looking. It looks like he's like his face is getting clamped into there.
No, no, I'm not.
Yeah. It's...
Oh, no, there's a stand there for him, right? Is there a stand?
There's a stand, but he just kind of looks like he's hanging. You see how?
Yeah, it looks like his face is clamped.
And you want to push it up like a seat, and that doesn't work, so. It kind of
reminds me of, like, you know, the aliens from Aliens. Where they grab them.
Yeah, you're right. I didn't think about that. Good.
The power loader or whatever it was.
Yeah. Thunderhairhead doesn't he turns into a spider tank, which means do the squats.
Do the squats.
Yeah, do a push up and have them sit on your back.
So, of what we've seen, what's our favorite? As far as like it, if we haven't purchased anything, again, I am like super stoked about Top Spin because he's a wrecker and he's.
You're so stoked that you forgot to get him.
I got him twice. I just don't have him here with me.
Airhammer, totally. Airhammer and Cyberverse, even though the only Cyberverse I got is Preview Prime, still. Mm-hmm. And I had an opportunity to get him Friday when I was cracking open boxes, but went to Human Alliance.
You know, the Commander Prime looks pretty sweet. Especially the.
That redeco with the swords, yeah. Did we die again?
No, we're here. We're good.
I think it's quiet and it stops working. It's like,
yeah, no, we're good.
You're a bit on a delay now, but it's all right. There are no stores close to me for me to do.
You don't have a Walmart anywhere near you. That's so odd.
Nope. That's crazy.
Are a half a mile away from me. But they're going to concentrate on groceries.
Let me explain the South and Walmarts to you, Peter. There's this town adjacent to me called Stockbridge. It's maybe 15 miles long. There's a Walmart on the north end and a Walmart on the top end. Came across plans where they're trying to build another one inside the same town.
Okay, so after two Skype crashes, I think that's a sign that we actually probably should jump.
In a row?
Yeah, in a row. Should probably dump off the bodies, and that is the Dark of the Moon conversation, and just go ahead and jump to Twitter theater.
What it boils down to is Skype really does not like the movie toys.
That's true. Rob, I'm playing Twitter theater right now. Tell us about this monstrosity.
This monstrosity is like, hey, you know what? I want to make a CGI video, so I need to make up my own model of Starscream and model of Bumblebee and a hot tub, and then I'm going to spend time to animate them kissing in a hot tub.
Why would somebody do this?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Because they're incredibly bored and they like torture?
Well, yes. I that actually tends to be the reason people like this kind of thing, is the lack of life, Amy. It's like, boy, I'm bored. Boy, I'm lonely. Boy, I... can't watch cartoons without imagining them all just plowing each other.
Ugh.
Yes, it's like, what did Michael Bay do to your childhood again?
What?
Less than my thought, he just kind of made him look different.
This isn't as bad as the Bonita Prime.
That one's really creepy.
That's the reason why it's not so bad. If you end up turning it on, you can watch it real quick and then go, okay, I'm going to gouge the back of my eye out. But I'm all right because I don't have it repeating and repeating and repeating over and over again. It's like, okay.
On Fanboy Versus, JD suggested that we should do reaction videos.
reaction.
That is a great idea.
Especially for that Benita Prime thing where you need to have, you know, showing that video to your friends and then recording their reaction. Like you would do for,
Two Girls, One Cup. Here's my reaction. Here's my reaction video to Two Girls, One Cup.
Ew.
Actually, I'll put it on there. It's like...
really? No, I mean, ew.
So what's your reaction to this one? Utter vomit. No.
This one?
It's puke. Huh?
At first, I wasn't quite sure what was going on, honestly.
See, here's the thing. Next time someone...
And then Bumblebee's head pops up. Oh God.
You know,
and then it looked like they were hugging, and I was like, oh, crap. It's like the worst. It's slash video.
Here's the thing. Have you ever been told you have too much time on your hand when you tell them what your hobbies are?
No.
I do. And it's like, you got too much time on your hands. Yeah, you know what? Guess I don't make animations of them kissing.
Yeah.
That's how much less. I have that much more time on my hands than that. It's like, well, what do you do? Well, I really like Transformers. I'm really into them. And yeah, we're on a podcast and all that. I got too much time on hand. You know, see some people? You don't have to see them because you won't believe me if I tell you about this. This is what they do for fun. Yes, they, for some reason, see something in the cartoons no one else does. Maybe it's a lack of mental health. But they do this. It's like, and then they justify it. Like, I remember I saw one before I posted this where it was supposed to be about someone like about how Prowl and Prime really love each other in G1, and I watched it because like, oh, this is gonna be a great one for Twitter theater. No, it's just pictures of Prime and Prowl, but in the description it said because they were originally intended to be loved. So it's like, no, they weren't. I can watch DuckTales without imagine Huey, Dewey, and Louie in a big old train together. It was because I enjoyed the source material. I don't say, man, what if Uncle Scrooge and Webby just?
Oh God.
And this is the type of mentality that makes this.
That's Radio Free Cybertron for this week. John, are you there? John is not there. Okay, so that was
John.
Rob. That was so awesome.
I was just speechless. I was. Yeah,
that's insane. So, John, anything going on in the chat before we wrap things up?
No, I don't want to. Well, I'm sure lots of gagging and shaking of heads and just regret for listening to that last segment.
Yeah, that's. We need to do a DuckTales podcast, Rob.
It's time for DuckTales Twitter Theater. Look what they did. Oh, God.
No. Cut out the middleman. Rob needs to write DuckTales fanfic right now.
That's true.
Make a fortune.
It's like Mr. Bigley and Glongold. Okay.
Boy, I can't wait till I make a Bubba Duck story.
Oh, God. Okay.
He's from the past.
That's it. Okay. That's Radio Free Cybertron for this week.
Do it.
We will see you next week. Thank you for putting up with this, and screw you, Skype. Have a nice day.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/TF Radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. Copyright 2011, Radio Free Cybertron. Transform!